Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 24th of March. Starting off with Amigo, which looks like it's had a bit of a fundamental boost. But looking at the daily chart, you can see that this is certainly not a stock for widows and orphans, and not, you know, not even for anybody else either. But given the price action that we had at the beginning of the month, we hit 20p and then came back down to 10p, so 50% retracements. Not nice, even whoever you are. Current situation is that we've broken through the 20-day line. That's the purple line there at 13 and a quarter. And above that, we could hit the top of that rising red trend channel, promising a target currently as high as 22 or 23p by the end of next month. Be cautious on the stock. Maybe just wait for an end-of-day close above that resistance that we had earlier in the month, around 15 and a half or 16 pence. But it looks as though with that evil retracement, the shares are back in business, both technically as well as, of course, the fundamental angle that we've had today. Onto a stock which is rather less high profile, and maybe might become more high profile later, but the reason for including this is the setup that we've had. As you know, I'm quite obsessed by gaps and unfilled gaps, and that tends to indicate a stock which is a potential multi-bagger. We've had unfilled gaps on Cambridge on several occasions over the recent months, so we had one there in September, I think one there in October, and all the way up, another one, another gap there in January, but that was filled. But basically, lots of gaps there, either filled or shares then moving higher from those areas, does suggest a very strong situation. We've had a gap up yesterday, that remains unfilled, and now we've pushed through that old January resistance. That was at 85 pence, so above 85 pence, looking to the top of the rising November trend channel, as high as £1.10 by the end of next month. This stage only really well below the 50-day moving average, and the gap, of course, at 76 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. But as I've said, once the gaps are there and are regular, tends to be a very strong bullish situation. Let's see if that works out. On to Europa Oil and Gas, which I covered a while back, and slightly nasty in terms of the pullbacks that we've had here. The one in January wasn't very friendly, from, 2.1 to 1.2. And we've had to pull back again with a narrow bull trap through the January peak. That peak at 2.1, we hit 2.2 and then came back, which wasn't great. But the current situation is with the rising trend, or the rising moving averages rather, above the 50-day line at 1.56. We're looking to not only 2.2 again, but maybe as high as the top of the rising trend channel, which is in place since, or has been in place since the end of January last year. Clearly, there could be a bit of volatility, but if you want to wait for a 2.1, 2.2 pence plus, you can. But 2 to 3 months on a time frame on that 3.5 pence target while we're above the 50-day line could be the way things work. Couldn't resist looking at Futura on a rather quiet day, because obviously it had the explosive move to the upside. We had these various trend lines there. The first target there was 32 pence. Obviously, that was blown away. Next target was 60 pence at a rather steeper trend line there from February last year. And the current situation is the focus around 60 pence. Good news is that we managed to hold the gap, in fact, bounce above that gap, the top of that gap, sorry, the floor of that gap, rather, the old high there at 52 pence. So above 52 pence, the bulls are still very much in control, above 52 pence on an end-of-day close basis. If you're cautious on the shares, which some might be at these dizzy heights, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through 60 pence to give us the best-case scenario target as high as 90 to 95 pence at that steep resistance line there from last year. On to a stock which is relatively obscure, maybe very obscure, but again, this is included on the basis of the gap that we've seen, gap through the 200-day moving average at 10.6 pence, and also through the 50-day line at 8.94 for Great Eastern Energy. The longer we can stay above the 200-day line, and the longer, obviously, the gap remains unfilled, the greater the chance of a move to the March resistance line projection from last year, as high as 28 pence by the end of next month, or maybe going into the middle of May. But the shares look like any stock which gaps off the bottom tends to be quite serious in terms of potential move to the upside. Onto a stock which had its moments earlier in the year, a very bullish situation at one point. It looks like, according to speculation on social media, we're back in business again. Here we've got GS Technologies, and The highlight here, I suppose, technically, is that we've bounced off the 50-day moving average at 1.72. That's a good stop-loss area. End-of-day close back below that would delay the upside. But while we're above that, you've got the chance at least of a retest of March resistance at 3.15 pence. But just looks like the shares are bear trapped below that late 1.8 pence February support, and the sort of spike that we've had today looking quite encouraging. I suppose there is a line of resistance, something like that, going through today's high. So again, if you're cautious, maybe wait for that to be broken at 2.6 pence. But probably easier to manoeuvre around or just above the 50-day line at 1.75 pence at the moment. Covered Itaconics a few days ago, but as it's a relatively thin day, it's back again. Let's see whether we've made some progress. The reason for including it today again is related to the gap. We had a gap high yesterday that's remains unfilled today. So really, in theory, at least by the end of day close today, where if we've maintained that gap, we have a decent signal for the shares. The top of that channel from December is as high as 10 pence. That could be the end of May target for the shares while we hold above that gap. The floor of the gap there at 5.75 pence. So while there's no end of day close back below that, we're looking bullish. If you want to give it a bit more wiggle room, maybe the 50-day line at 5.4 pence on an end-of-day close would be a safer stop loss, just in case there's any jiggery pokery. A lot of interest in Keras today. People getting very excited. I'm not quite sure why, but they're expecting things to happen. Here on a charting basis, not much to see yet. We're still in the same range that we've been, 0.11 to 0.13. Need to break 0.13 or at least the 200-day moving average. That would be even better at 0.13.5. So end-of-day close or a weekly close above the 200-day line could take the shares up to as high as the top of that rising trend channel from September at 0.18. But it has to be said, at the moment, nothing really significant on a charting basis, whatever people are looking for on the fundamental side. One of the stocks which was a bit of a dark horse and for quite a long time, actually, was River Fork Global Opportunities. But it's, I think it's got its investment in Pluto and other things, and shares have gone from strength to strength of late. Here we have another example of the gap theory at play. We had a great gap there for the shares early in February. The gap was actually filled down to 1.3 pence, but we bounced very sharply after that. So a good signal there from the stock. Trying to see whether there was another gap actually this month. It looks like there was, yes, a gap there at 1.5 pence. So a double gap in the recent past does suggest there's lots of momentum here. We had the old target here at 2.4 pence, which was, I suppose, it was basically just about hit, or nearly hit intraday last week. Current situation is that we could probably upgrade the target now, going for a resistance line there from back in December, heading towards 3 pence while we hold above the recent support, i.e. yesterday's low, which was at 1.8. So above 1.8, looking for 3 pence on Riverfort at the moment. One of the most difficult stocks amongst the small caps, both on a charting and a fundamental perspective, has been Tern over the years. As you can see also by the chart patterns, we had sort of, you have three fine days and a thunderstorm in terms of the price action, those spikes, quick spikes, and then sold off very quickly after that. Current situation looks a little bit better in the sense that although we've got that horrible volatility, we seem to be breaking a trend line there from April last year, and we've held above the 50-day moving average at 9 pence on two or three occasions as well. So it looks like good support coming in there. Obviously, this is, again, not a stock for widows and orphans, but above 9 pence, we could head up towards the top of the range, 16 to 18 pence by the end of next month. And as we know from previous occasions, when the stock moves, even if it's only for two or three days, it does tend to move quite well. But bear in mind that 9 pence support area. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.